Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The optimism has been adjusted for the New York Jets. And we're going to be talking to their general manager, Joe Douglas, in just a matter of moments, who is our guy.
He's our guy, yes.
He's not allowed. You know what? I'm going to make a statement here, and as long as you support me. And Joe Douglas joins us, the general manager of the Jets. Hey, Joe, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Gio. Hey, Boomer. How you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great. I want to make this declaration. Could you only go on our show out of all the shows that are here in New York? Can you just be our guy? Is that okay with you?
you know you guys are my guys.
There we go.
Yeah, you gotta just make sure you run all that through Eric and Jared.
But they also have a deal with the other company.
Yeah. Yes. All right. So Joe, let's get into it. In 2016, you were with the Philadelphia Eagles. You guys traded up to draft Carson Wentz. This feels very, very similar to me. And so, two questions for you: is it similar selecting Zach Wilson, and when did you come to the understanding that Zach was going to be your guy?
I think obviously it's a process that led to this point. You know, just having a chance to really have him spring on the scene this year, having such a great junior season, and getting a chance to watch that tape. And then, you know, when we brought Coach Sala here and his staff, and we were able to huddle up and really dive into this class, it became pretty clear who our coaches were extremely excited about. You know, just the athleticism, the arm talent, the easy release, the accuracy, anticipation, decision making. I'd say it happened early in this pre-draft process.
All right, so you say, you know, decision making, things of that nature. You really don't have a backup quarterback to speak of on your roster with any sort of experience. I'm sure you're going to attend to that. Is this kid have the ability, do you believe, to start, be your starter on day one?
Well, I mean, that's going to be a decision that Coach Sala makes. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, and you're right. It's a young room. It's a young room, but it's a really talented room. And so I think now this week, you know, we're going to huddle up with Coach and his staff, and you know, just survey what's out there, and if there's an opportunity to upgrade any room, we're going to look at it. If there's any opportunities, we're going to try to be aggressive. But you know, we do feel good about the talent in that room, and it's going to be a great competition.
So it's
a great competition.
It's not a competition. He's full of it. He's not.
Hey, you can't be our guy and tell us that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we all know he's full of it. With this, there's no need to even press him. He's got to say it. We know he's full of it. He's probably smiling on the other end of the phone.
Okay.
We get it, Joe. All right. So anyway, is it fair to say that you didn't go into this draft saying we need a quarterback and we need to reset the quarterback clock? And that's why we have to draft a quarterback number two overall. You went into it saying, you know, we may actually keep Sam as well if we don't fall in love with a quarterback in this draft. Is that how the process went?
That's really accurate, Gio. I mean, we did not walk into this offseason saying we have to make this move. I think once we got together and we had discussions, and there was this groundswell towards the staff, the scouting staff, the coaching staff, really, really liking Zach. It just made sense at the end of the day, you know, for us to do what we did. And I talked about it a few weeks ago when we made the decision to trade Sam. And everybody here loves Sam. Everyone here respects Sam. But we just felt at the end of the day we hit the reset button on the financials, and you know, we wish Sam nothing but the best. We just didn't feel like it was a great environment to have Sam and a rookie here for the season with Coach Saleh and
yeah.
staff.
Makes total sense, Joe. Joe Douglas, GM of the Jets, is joining us. Any truth to the story that the San Francisco 49ers offered you a first-round draft pick for Sam Darnold?
Well, I'm not going to get into any specifics. We had conversations with a few teams, not to get into any specifics, but we made the decision. We were comfortable making it on the timeline that we made it. And again, I wish Sam nothing but the best, and he's going to do a great job down there.
So one of the criticisms of Zach Wilson in his college career was when he faced tougher competition at BYU, numbers not so great, and then he would feast on some of the lower competition. Tell me why that wasn't a concern for you guys.
Well, I didn't necessarily see that, Gio. I saw a young man go into an SEC environment at Tennessee, win that game. I saw him play a ranked team against USC as a sophomore, win that game. Saw him play big in clutch moments. In his freshman bowl game, he went 18 of 18, had a tremendous game. Obviously they didn't win that tough game down at Coastal Carolina. Obviously unique circumstances. I don't think that game was scheduled until a Wednesday. I didn't necessarily have those concerns. We didn't necessarily have those concerns. We see a guy that plays big in big moments.
I feel like we're talking a lot about Zach Wilson, and rightfully so, because you've made a lot of decisions here. The biggest decision maybe this offseason was that the Johnson family gave you control. They made you the guy. You brought in Robert Saleh. How are things are working between you and the coaching staff and this new structure that has been afforded to you?
Can't say enough great things about Coach Saleh. He's the man. I mean, just with the energy he brings, his processes that he brought from San Francisco, bringing over Coach LaFleur, who runs a great offensive scheme, bringing over Coach Ulbrich from Atlanta, and this is going to be an attacking defense. And then I thought one of the coolest things we did, and I've talked about it before, but we had our meeting, went over a roster in January with the entire staff, and then the very next week, coaches put together profile tapes on every single position. And so we just dived into every position specific, every critical factor, and that was so important for our staff to really take that information, download it, and apply it to this year's free agent and draft class. So the communication has been outstanding. I feel like we're really on the same page and on priority position, what it takes to win in this league. And I'm so excited he chose to be here.
Yeah, I'm sure that Jet fans are glad to hear that. Oh, so you trade Jamal Adams, you get all this draft capital, and part of getting draft capital means that you can move around the draft board. You can move up, you can move back, you can, meander around and try to get the guys that you want. And Gio and I were on the night that, the first night of the draft, and here comes the trade for the Jets to use some of that draft capital to go up and get Elijah Vera Tucker. How excited were you to be able to get this young man, and did you feel some sort of satisfaction with all that draft capital that you had that you were able to go up and get him?
Boomer, I was ecstatic to get AVT, man. Like, he, for us, we obviously knew what we were going to do at pick two. And so as we were going through the draft and our pre-draft planning, we talked about the possibility of getting aggressive to get a player that we felt really good about. And so if any player that we had in our top 10 started moving outside of the top 10, we were going to try to get aggressive. And so really Elijah was at 14, and that was an easy decision for us, I feel like, to go up and get a player that we think is going to bring the right type of mentality, right type of character, along with his athleticism and versatility, being able to play both guard and tackle.
Talking to Joe Douglas, Jets general manager, and Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You know what it's like here now. You've been here long enough. The media, guys like us, the pressure. Some guys succeed in this environment, some don't. When you're evaluating players, including Zach Wilson, who is someone who has spent his entire life in Utah and now is coming to the East Coast to be the Jets quarterback, which is a pressure cooker. It's crazy. Do you look for things in their personality that can handle this area and this type of environment, or are you not even thinking about that in your evaluation?
No, we always think about that. That's going back to you know, when I was in Philadelphia too. It's, you know, playing in Philly, playing in New York, it takes a certain type of ruggedness, you know, emotionally, physically. You have to be a rugged guy, and you have to have confidence, and you have to have mental and physical toughness. And so that was a cool thing about diving into Zach, was that, you know, just doing the Zoom calls, you could see the confidence, the intelligence, his recall, you know, his intensity, his passion, that was right there. And then, you know, just in our talks leading up to the draft, just being with our assistant GM, Rex Hogan, who was at Utah with Urban Meyer back in the day. And, you know, we were talking about him coming from, you know, this transition from Utah to New York City. How's that going to be? And I remember Rex just saying, hey, look, you know, just spending time in Utah. He's like, being the quarterback at the university at BYU is a heavy, heavy burden in that state, you know, in the Mormon religion. And obviously BYU has its own television network. There's a lot of pressure that goes into it. So through it all, Zach handled it well. Adversity, success, he handled both aspects of that really well. And so we feel really comfortable about the person we're bringing in here.
Yeah, it sounds like it too. The other person that I was really excited about and watching film and watching him and play at Ole Miss is Elijah Moore, the guy that you selected in the second round, wide receiver, 5'9". He's basically a bolt of lightning at 4.35 40, I believe. The nice thing about what I think I've seen over the last 2 years from you, Joe, is that your top six draft picks have been offensive players. Michael Carter is included in that this year. And, of course, you have Denzel Mims and Mekhi Becton from last year, that you recognize that you had to rebuild this offense. And by, I guess, selecting Elijah Moore along with Zach Wilson, you are right in the middle of rebuilding this whole thing.
No, definitely excited about these playmakers that we've brought in. And, you know, there's a lot of chapters in this book to be written, but we feel good about the last 2 years, the speed, the playmaking ability, explosiveness that we've been able to bring in here.
So when you have a big draft class, you obviously turn the roster over. Last year was last year, and you don't even want to think about it anymore. You got a lot of young guys you want to contribute right away. Do you think about making sure that guys are ready, or do you say part of being ready when you come into a roster like this is, I mean, we're throwing you into the fire to see how they react. How many of these guys that you brought in do you expect to see playing right away?
Look, I think every person is unique in the way that they come in here, you know. And you know, we saw it last year. There were rookies that came in, and you know, they were ready day one. One of the best players on the team, and some guys need that extra time. They need to get acclimated. I think everyone develops at different rates, but the one thing that we really want to be, and this is our focus, and I know I've said this before, but we want to be a player development machine, and that takes the right support staff and strength conditioning and training and nutrition, sports science, the coaching staff. We're all in this together in terms of player development, and so you know we want to come up with individual player development plans for each guy, because not every guy comes in and is going to hit the ground running. There's an acclimation process, and so we just want to make sure that these individual player development plans help with this process.
Yeah, I mean, damn, your coaching staff, you got a bigger roster there than you do actually of players, it seems like. So you got a lot of those guys. You know, you told us when you were a Raven scout that one of the things that you took pride in was the undrafted free agent, that you wanted to find the diamond in the rough. How'd that go for you this year?
You know, we feel great about that. You know, we were able to sign several guys that were on our draftable board, not having a seventh round pick, guys that we certainly would have considered if we had a seventh round pick. So we feel good about the guys that we signed after the draft. Now, look, they've got a great opportunity. They've got a great opportunity to come in here, show that they belong, compete. You know, we've had undrafted free agents. A lot of key undrafted free agents come in the last few years and make their mark, you know, from Bryce Huff to Javelin Guidry came in and finished strong this year. I think he had 4 forced fumbles towards the back half of the season. So I think it's a great opportunity for these guys, because it's not ultimately it's not where you start. I mean, I'm sure they're upset that they weren't drafted, but it's an opportunity to finish strong.
Which Michael Carter do you like better? Is it the running back from North Carolina because you took him before the other Michael Carter? Do you have a preference in these two Michael Carters?
I said it's
one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen. And it was funny because as I was watching the draft, they made a mistake on the coverage. They started playing the highlights of the other Michael Carter when you took the running back Michael Carter. And then you ended up taking both of them.
No, I mean, so we do this meeting with our scouting staff, and the coordinators were involved, and we do it the day before the last day of the draft, the morning of the last day of the draft, excuse me, and it's really like the last chance for our scouts to really stand on the table. It's like put your stamp on this player, put your initials on this player, and so our scout on the East Coast, he says, "I want Michael Carter," and I go, "Which one?" He goes, "Yes, both."
You wanted both of them.
MC squared.
Yes.
I got you. So, there's a lot of passion in the building for both Michael Carters, and both of these guys have a chance to come in here and help us.
So now this is it. Like, this is your team. You had a weird beginning of when you started. You've got your coach. You've got your quarterback. You've got two full draft classes underneath your belt, or if that is even a phrase, under your belt. So now that it's your team, the pressure gets ratcheted up. I mean, this is what you wanted, though, and you're comfortable in everything that you've done to this point. Does it feel like Joe Douglas's team finally?
It's not. It's our team. Like, it's not a Joe Douglas team. This is a Coach Sala, Woody Johnson, Christopher Johnson. You know, we're all in this together. You know, our scouting staff, our coaching staff, and you know, everybody understands the pressure. You know, it, being in this market, being in the city, it's a win now mentality, and I love it. I love the passion that this fan base has, and you know, I know Coach Sala and his staff. They just want to get better every day, you know, really brick by brick. And so I feel good about these young guys that we brought in. I feel good about the speed and explosiveness that we brought in. And, you know, we just got to get on the grass and get better.
If I ask you a question about Aaron Rodgers, you're going to give me the stock answer. You can't talk about another team's player. You're going to give me a real answer.
I can't go into other team's players. That's tampering.
All right,
I love these draft picks too much. I can't lose any of them.
You're right, right. Of course. I do understand that. I'm not going to put you into a tough spot. All right, very good, Joe. We appreciate your time, as always. It's great talking to you. No other radio shows, okay? Just us for the rest of your tenure here with the Jets.
All right, fellas. I appreciate you.
All right.
All right, Joe. Take care.
Right,
good
have
luck.
A good one.
See all you, man.
That's the general manager of the Jets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joe Douglas. It is his team. I know he wants to, you know, put the pressure on everybody else. You know, it's not just him.
I told you,
the
best thing they did, man, is they gave him the ability to do what he needs to do, and that's run the franchise. And that's all you could ask. And he has rebuilt the franchise. It's been a lot of pain getting here.
Yes, sir.
And there may be even some more pain moving forward with a young quarterback. But, you know, what's going to be interesting is to seeing how the first-time head coach handles the sideline and handles the game management aspect of it.
Let's go to the break.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.